I am joined by my first two guests for today to talk about the Uckfield Business Awards. I am joined by Beth and Chris. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you both doing today? All good?
Yeah, enjoying the weather.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Me too.
It's nice and sunny, and it's quite warm, actually, isn't it?
It's really nice. Can't complain.
Well, it's because we're all at work again, you see.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it is. They're like, no, bank holiday's over. Now it's going to get sunny and hot.
So true.
I do agree. Amazing. So you guys are here to talk about the Uckfield Business Awards. Obviously, as I've said before, we're having loads of interviews with you guys about what it is that you're sponsoring and how it is going to work. So I've got some questions to ask you, same as I'm going to be asking absolutely everybody. So I'm going to start with you, Beth, if that is okay.
Sure.
So can you just talk to us a little bit about your organisation and how it's going?
Yeah, of course. So I'm the sales office manager at East Sussex National Hotel. We're a 4-star spa, golf and events hotel, and we're based just outside of Uckfield in Little Horsted. And yeah, business is good for us. We are busy. We've got lots of exciting events coming up, and there's a real appetite for kind of people coming through the doors and experiencing new things at the moment. So it's great to be a part of that.
Amazing. Have you got any big events coming up?
Yes. So we have our local artisan fair that's taking place on Saturday the 25th of April.
Amazing.
And that's in support of the Children's Respite Trust, a local charity. Mm. So we'll be having lots of stalls, food vendors, local makers and crafters coming along, showing their wares, and lots of activities for the children as well.
Sounds amazing. Brilliant. Thank you very much. And Chris, same question to you.
What was the question again?
So tell us a bit about your organisation, how it's going.
Well, we're a commercial estate agent. We've been in the town since 1988, and we sell let commercial buildings. We don't do residential. We do commercial management, and we do rent reviews and lease renewals and that sort of thing.
Yep, amazing.
A small team, and we're quite busy at the moment, although it's fair to say that the economic situation's not brilliant at the moment.
Yes, of course.
And what's going on in the Middle East isn't helping either. It's making them a little bit hesitant, a little bit cautious.
Yes, absolutely.
And,
I can imagine.
You know, we're seeing what fuel prices are doing at the moment. So it has a slightly depressing effect on people.
Yes, of course. Well, I hope it starts to improve for you very soon. I think we all hope that that whole situation starts to improve very soon. So now on to the business awards. So Beth, why did you decide to sponsor the awards, and how did you choose your category? Big questions.
Those are big questions. Well, we're really, really proud to be a part of this. It's such a great way to kind of support the business community. We are obviously the hosts at East Sussex National.
Absolutely.
So the awards evening itself happens there. But for us, you know, people are at the heart of everything in the local community. Mm-hmm. And behind every successful business is someone driving it forward. So that's why we chose Business Personality of the Year, really.
Yeah, amazing. Brilliant. Thank you so much. And Chris, same for you. Why did you choose to sponsor them, and how did you choose your category?
Well, we've been a sponsor right from day one. Yeah. So I can't really remember why we chose this category we did. We've always helped small businesses.
Yeah.
They need their hand held.
Yes.
They don't understand what leases are and rents and that sort of thing. So, and there's lots and lots of very clever, innovative businesses out there.
Mm.
And it's always interesting to see what pops out the woodwork and what's going on. And it's a way of helping the community generally. And we play a role in various activities.
Mm.
We sponsor that, and we sponsor various other things as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing. Well, thank you. Beth, back to you. What are you looking forward to most about being involved, aside from hosting, I suppose?
Absolutely. Hosting's a huge part of it. But for us, I think it's all about kind of celebrating local success. There are so many great businesses in and around Uckfield, and it's a really good opportunity to kind of bring everyone together and recognise that local talent. We're looking forward to hearing the stories behind the businesses, so what's inspired them, any challenges they've kind of overcome, and what makes them unique. The awards is always a great atmosphere, so very much looking forward to it.
Every single person I've spoken to, and that's not been many to be fair, over the last kind of week or so, have all said that it is such a fun event just to go to and be a part of and to celebrate. So even if that's the only thing you're excited about, that's enough.
Absolutely. No, it's definitely a big date in the events calendar for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Amazing. And same to you, Chris, what are you looking forward to most?
I mean, it's a huge successful evening, and you get so many people there. I think it's you pack out the big room there with maximum number of people. So
yeah,
it's quite exciting. We tend to have more entries in our category than anybody else. So it takes a lot of sifting through.
Yeah.
We probably do quite a lot of telephone work. We look at people's websites.
Yep.
We're just interested to see who comes along, who's been put forward as a possible nominee. And, you never know until you start looking at all the entries.
And I suppose that this general area is filled with small businesses. There's not kind of many commercial businesses, I suppose, kind of in the high streets. It's very local, isn't it?
It's a mixture.
Yeah.
You get people who are in the high street and not just retail.
Yeah.
You've got lots of... I mean, we were talking a few minutes ago about all the different businesses up here at Bird and Eye Farm.
Yes.
There's lots and lots of farm-type locations around the area with businesses in them. Rents tend to be a bit cheaper than being... on the Bellbrook. Bellbrook's full anyway.
Yes, yeah,
There's the very little space comes up available there.
Yeah.
And the people work from home as well. Some of those will be coming forward as well. So it'd be interesting to see what they do.
Absolutely.
And how they get on and whether they're going to grow and want proper premises at some point.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. Thank you. All right. So, Beth, as the judge of your category, what kinds of things will you be looking for in an awards entry? And just remind everyone what award it is that you are presenting.
Sure, no worries. So East Sussex National are sponsoring Business Personality of the Year, which is a really difficult task, I think, judging that one. But we're looking for someone who stands out as a leader, maybe not just in their own business, but kind of in the wider community.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe someone who's inspired their team or done something a bit different in the local area.
Yeah.
And just someone who's maybe influenced others and made a difference to those around them. But we'll be kind of looking for real stories and examples, moments where they might have gone above or beyond.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's kind of what we're looking for there.
Yeah. Amazing.
Did Gary King win it?
He did.
He's
no
longer here, is he?
No, he's moved on, but yes, he did win it. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, very well deserved too.
Yes, of course, 100%. Same question to you, Chris.
Well, we're doing small business with 5 employees or less.
Yep.
It'd just be interesting to see what comes forward. You just don't know. I mean, some people are just one or two man or women businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a question of what comes forward, really.
Yeah. Is there anything particular you'd be looking for, do you think? Obviously, it may be different for each, but is there one thing that might stand out for you?
Not particularly. I mean, I think it's a quality... We get the entries in and then we'll talk to the people.
Yes.
And it's getting a picture of what they do and how they do it.
Yeah.
How successful they are, how positive they are.
Yeah.
It's quite difficult. I mean, we tend to try and do an initial shortlist just based on the entries, and then we'll pick up the phone and...
Yeah.
And we may even go and see some people. It depends on what the entry looks like and what they're actually doing.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's worthwhile going to see them at their premises if they're in premises.
Mm, absolutely.
It's not an easy one to actually describe.
Yeah.
But you know it when you see it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure you do. Amazing. Well, thank you both for answering those questions from me. Is there anything else either of you would like to add before we sign off?
I think we've covered all bases.
Covered it all?
Yeah, no, it's a really exciting evening.
Yes,
it's well
absolutely.
Worth getting involved.
Yeah.
I hope that people out there will be thinking about who they can nominate. There's, 15 categories altogether or something
yes,
like that?
Yes, a good few. I mean, we're talking to all sponsors for the category, so lots of people
sponsored,
coming in here. Yeah.
And I just think it's worth getting involved.
Absolutely.
As Becca said, it brings the community together.
For definite.
And the whole area is very innovative and creative.
Mm-hmm.
It's astonishing. We've been at this game over 35 years, and it's amazing what goes on down those quiet country lanes or in their farm buildings or in an industrial unit.
Yeah.
There are some actually world-beating businesses around there.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd agree with that.
And you just never know. Some are high-tech, some aren't.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you both for being here today. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Enjoy the sunshine if you can.
Thank
I know you're
you.
Both working, but if you can get a little bit of time just to sit out and enjoy it, then please do.
And no chance of that,
and I'll speak to you both very, very soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you very
for having
much.
Us.
No problem. Bye.